Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Kingdompreneur. My name is Jeff Elder. I am your host, and I'm really excited to be back with you now, recording episodes again. There's just been a long season of life changes. I recently made a move down to Texas and just trying to get acclimated and transitioned. And everything's going well. I'm loving it down here in Texas. And there's also some things that I think the Lord really wanted me to process. We got in the business, we got in this podcast, and just some other things that the Lord's been teaching me and growing me in. And what I want to do today is I want to talk about kind of the vision and the purpose of Business God's Way, which is the name of my business, a little bit about the Kingdompreneur podcast, what you can expect. And I want to do this by just sharing my journey a little bit, because I've been able to reflect back on this journey that I've been on. From owning a website design company to losing that company to now God calling me to serve kingdompreneurs and to help them do business God's way. And a lot of what I'm going to share today is going to impact this podcast moving forward. It's also going to impact the business and how I serve my clients. And so I wanted to talk about that today. So I want to take you back to about 2000, when was it? About 2014, 15, around there. I had some circumstances in my life that really shook me. And it caused me to drift away from the Lord. And my spiritual life suffered. Because of it. My relationship with the Lord suffered because of it. My relationship suffered. I started cutting off my Christian relationships, and I started to form relationships with unbelievers. And I'm going to have another podcast episode talking about that. But for now, suffice it to say that these decisions that I was making in my personal life was having a negative impact across all areas of my life. And another thing that was going on back then is there really wasn't a community of Christian entrepreneurs. Sure, I had friends that were Christians and entrepreneurs, and sure, I had them in my life, but there really wasn't this community of a broader scope of Christian entrepreneurs who could come together and to share their life experience, their business experience, their struggles, their dreams, their hopes, their aspirations. There just wasn't anything like this. And I thank the Lord that now God is beginning to raise up more and more of these types of communities where Christian entrepreneurs can now come together and they can find common ground. That wasn't the case back when I was going through my struggles. Another thing that I was reflecting on is this very important principle of the Bible, scripture, being the foundation of not only our lives, but our businesses. And over the years, I have really come to appreciate how applicable the Word of God is, not just to life, but to business. And how often as kingdompreneurs, we can sometimes forget that. but we can sometimes struggle how to make that connection between the Word of God and our business. Because I'm here to tell you that the Word of God is applicable to every area of your business. You just have to know how to look for it. Lastly, and this is something that is more of a recent discovery, is I am really coming to understand and to know the unseen world in a way that I have never done so before. You guys, there are spiritual forces at play here. In fact, if we look at the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation, we have to understand that there is an unseen world behind what we read in the Bible. There is this unseen play taken on or taken place. You see, there is a thread of the physical, of what we can see. There is a thread of Adam and Eve in the garden being tempted by the enemy. There is a spiritual plan behind the scenes for redemption and for everything that takes place in the Old Testament, for everything that takes place in the New Testament. We have to understand that behind the scenes, there is this spiritual story taking place. There is this unseen thread of events that have taken place. We are in a battle, my friends. There is an unseen world out there that we do not comprehend. And to be pretty frank and honest, a lot of people want to just ignore it and pretend like it's not there. But my friends, it is there. We have an enemy who is out to get us. And if we allow the enemy to get us, then we will not fulfill the plans and the purposes that God has for us. And so I've been really thinking and meditating a lot on my own journey, my own spiritual compromise, because my faith was weak. I had no community of Christian entrepreneurs that I can confide in and find rest in and seek counsel and advice. There was no such thing back then. Other than my love for the Word of God and how applicable it is for business and for life. And now with this whole study of the spiritual realm, this is why I have felt so moved and compelled to really change the vision a little bit of business God's way, to change the content that I'm going to talk about. You see, my vision, my purpose is to connect kingdompreneurs and their businesses to the Word of God. Because if we are not connecting ourselves and our businesses to the Word of God, then the chances of us having a business that not only pleases God, but is acceptable to Him and is successful in His eyes, it's only going to come when we embrace God's Word. And so this is going to be the thrust of my content. This is going to be the thrust of my services and how I help people. Number one, I want to help them connect back to God's Word. I want to make sure that their spiritual lives are as healthy as can be, because that is where this all begins. Your success in business and in life will be dependent on your spiritual health. And so while I will still be talking about business, what I care about most is your spiritual well-being. And so we're gonna talk about those things. I'm gonna help you develop that intimate relationship with the Lord through his word, because that is where everything else stems from. And then I want to build a community. I want to build a community of like-minded kingdompreneurs like you, who have a purpose-driven mindset, who are passionate about creating a business that has kingdom impact. And so I want to help you grow spiritually. I want to help build this community where you can have like-minded people who also believe that their spiritual lives are the most important thing. And they want to join a community. They want to know how the Bible applies to business. And they want to know how to combat the enemy. And we can only do that inside a community of people. You see, the enemy wants to divide us. The enemy wants to isolate us because he knows that if he can isolate us, he has us. So I want to help foster and nurture a great community of kingdompreneurs. I want to help them learn how to apply the Bible to their lives and to businesses. And then I want to teach them, I want to teach you about this whole unseen universe that we have going on behind the scenes so that you can be prepared to fight the enemy when he comes to attack. Because my friends, it is not a question of if he comes, it is a question of when he comes. So what do we do with that? How do we handle the struggles in our business in a way that glorifies God and puts the enemy at bay? So this is just the result of a few months of just really learning and growing and contemplating these things. See, I want Business God's Way to be a lighthouse. I want it to attract other kingdompreneurs, but more than that, I want it to be a light for Jesus in the marketplace, in your community, in our neighborhoods, in our states, in our country, and across the globe. I want Business God's Way to be this beacon of light. One last thing that the Lord has really been teaching me. I went to Bible college because my hope, my desire is that one day I would become a pastor. And that didn't work out the way that I thought it would. I thought I was going to get a job at a church being a pastor. And so for the longest time, I thought, well, that wasn't possible anymore. Until my friend started to tell me, Jeff, I want you to know, you are a pastor. You are a shepherd. You've been coming alongside these kingdompreneurs now for a while, and you've been helping them. You've been encouraging them. You've been bringing the word of God to them. And I haven't really embraced that calling as I should until recently. And so now I am embracing the fact that I believe God has called me to be that pastor, to be that shepherd. But instead of doing that within the walls of the church, I believe he's calling me to do that in the community of kingdompreneurs. Because I love you guys. I want to help you guys. I want us to do this together. See, I have so much to learn just like you do. I'm not perfect. I've been walking this Christian life for a very long time, but I am not perfect. I do not know everything. I do not have all the answers. This is why community is so important. And so I look forward to being your pastor. I look forward to being your shepherd. I look forward to helping you grow in your relationship with the Lord so that all areas of your life can be successful. I'm looking forward to helping you build these relationships with inside community. I'm excited to help you connect your business to the Word of God. And I'm excited to help you understand and realize how to battle the enemy. Because when we can do all these things, my friends, then we are doing business God's way. We are doing business in a way that honors and glorifies Him, and we are doing business in a way that can have tremendous kingdom impact. So I wanted to share these things with you as I get back to recording these episodes. This is what the content's going to look like. I'm also not going to shy away from hard topics. I'm not. I'm done with that. I'm done with only speaking about parts of the Bible that are easy and pushing the hard parts away. I'm done. We need the entire counsel of the Word of God, not just pieces of it, not just the things that make us feel good or comfortable. And so I'm going to be more bold. I'm going to do it in a loving, compassionate way, but I am not going to shy away from biblical truth. I would not be doing my job if I did not bring the entire counsel of the Word of God, even if it means you hear things that might be hard. I'm doing it because I care. I'm doing it because I love you. I'm doing it because I don't want to see you fall into the same traps that I fell into. I don't want to see you compromise. I don't want to see you get into relationships that compromise everything. I'm done. I'm done allowing the enemy to destroy his church, to destroy his people. I'm done. And I need accountability for that. And this is why these changes are going to happen. And I'm trusting that the Lord is going to bless these decisions. I'm confident that He's going to bless these episodes. And most of all, I'm confident and I'm believing that He's going to use these podcast episodes to not only help change your life and to draw you closer to the Lord, but I believe it's going to help you build a kingdom business that will have kingdom impact. So my friends, I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to have my move out of the way and to be settled and to be really able to start bringing to you a lot of these things that I've been thinking about lately. So I invite you to join me on this journey. I love you guys and I'm praying for you guys. As always, continue to do business God's way and continue to nurture your relationship with the Lord, because that is what a kingdompreneur does. Until next week, God bless you guys, and I'll see you soon.